Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. I've just heard a very familiar noise that I haven't heard for a very long time, and it went boop, 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 boop. I'm testing the Android beta again, Audio Boom beta. I started on the beta program when they first started playing around with it, and there are regular updates coming out for it. So I kind of tried it and it wasn't really working very well, lost a couple of bits of audio for me. So I've kind of left it alone, let a few more updates come out, but I've just pulled off the latest one, which was on the 1st of August, I think. Seems to be okay, although this is the second time I've recorded, purely because I made a hash of my first recording, and I got the same thing again, you know, where you press the kind of save, delete button, and nothing seems to happen. There's no acknowledgement that you've pressed the button. It doesn't highlight, it doesn't grey out, it just sits there. And it takes a good 30 or 40 seconds of just hanging before you get a notification box pop up to ask if you want to save it or delete it. But, you know, other than that, it seems to be working okay. It seems to be working okay. I can read all the text, which is a bonus. But yeah, we'll see how we go. To be honest, I've kind of got used to doing the workarounds now with Boomail and all that malarkey, but obviously if it could be contained in one, it'd be good. But hey, I've said that before, so shut up, Graham. You're boring. But yes, it was nice to hear the boop, 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 boop again. But there you go. So yes, what have I got to talk about? Bit of a rambly boo, I suppose, because I've got nothing really specific to say. Hashtag rambly boo. Sorry, Kate. What have I got to say? What was I going to say to you? So next week, this week, is going to drag. It's going to drag and drag and drag, because the week after, from the 11th, I've got probably the most epic week of hill walking, camping, adventuring that I've ever done, I reckon. I really think it's going to be amazing, because I've got not one, but two monster trips planned. I'm going away on the Monday, all being well, with Audio Boo's very own Dean Reed, and we're going to the Lake District for 3 days, hiking, wild camping, and whatever adventurous shenanigans comes our way within that. I don't think I've ever wild camped in the Lake District, despite the fact I've like walked there for pretty much all my life. I've never actually wild camped. I've always side camped. So, yeah, need to tick off camping on top of a Lakeland fell. That's sort of primary goal for the 3 days. But, yeah, I just can't wait. I can't wait. Destination undecided as yet. We've got to sort of sort that out and things. But, hey, Lake District, I don't really care where it is. Just being there is just amazing. And for 3 whole days, 2 nights wild camping. Just, oh, God, can't wait. Can't wait. But then, so I come back on the Wednesday from that, and then I've got a day off on the Thursday, which will be recycling kit, as in cleaning it, washing it, drying it out, hopefully not, but drying it out, and getting it ready for the Friday, because on the Friday afternoon, I'm going away again. Not as far this time. I'm going up to the glorious Peak District with my old long-suffering hiking buddy Dave, and we are hopefully going to walk the entire perimeter of the Kinder Plateau. God, blinking wait. Oh man, yeah, it's 19 miles apparently to do the full perimeter. So the plan is to crack a fair chunk of it off on the Friday night, do a wild camp somewhere, wherever we sort of get to by the time it gets dark. Kind of, there's a loose plan there, and then just boss the rest of it on the Saturday, just go flat out. See, once you're up onto the plateau, there's not a lot of ascent. It's more sort of undulating around the edge. Well, I don't think there is. I've never been over to the far side. My majority of my time has been... What's up, son? Majority of my time has been spent over... there you go. Sorted. Something trapped in his tent. Majority of my time has been spent over on the Edale side, so I haven't been over to the far yonder. So it's going to be good to see all that. But I'm pretty sure it's all fairly flat. Just undulating. There's no massive sort of height ascent. So it should be fairly easy to boss sort of 14, 15 miles in a day. If not, we can always camp again on the Saturday night and just finish it off on Sunday morning. But I'm so excited. It's going to be a massive week. I am going to be exhausted, but it's going to be well worth it. It's going to be well worth it. I can't blink and wait. I really can't. The whole wild camping thing that I've never been able to do, really, for a lot of years, as I've talked about at length before, so I'm not going to really go into it again, but it just opened up a whole new aspect to hill walking, which, you know, I make no mistake, it's like, you know, my number one passion in life. I just love being up in the hills. And, you know, like 3 days in the Lake District before would have been nowhere near as much of an experience as it will be when you're able to wild camp, because you've got to take into account, you know, you've got to find a campsite to set up as your base, and then every day you've got to account for your time to get from the campsite to wherever you're starting your walk, and then back again in the evening. And you're only doing 3 day walks, so you know you're losing distance that you can do there because you're taking time to get back to the campsite in the car or whatever. And then, you know, you've got other things just stuff to think about. You know, you've got to think about getting dressed up to go to the pub of the night time, and obviously spending loads of money in the pub of the night time, and all that malarkey. Whereas just having everything on your back, you can just go wherever you want to go, and it's just opening so many more avenues. And I think I'd kind of not stagnated. I think I'd hit a sort of plateau in my hill walking sort of career, if you like, for want of a better word. Where yes, I was still enjoying it, but it wasn't getting samey or monotonous, but you know what I mean. I was just going out walking, climbing a mountain. Yeah, that's lovely views, don't get me wrong, still enjoyable, but I just wanted something more. And I've done the rock climbing thing, and I'm at the point where I don't think I'm going to get over this sort of fear of exposure. So ridge walks, big massive ridge walks and stuff like that, they're starting to kind of, I'm not really into that anymore. I'm more about sort of just distance and experience rather than kind of massive challenges, you know. And I think I just needed something to kind of just go out and expand the hobby a bit more. And I think wild camping's done it. It's really opening up all these different avenues to me. And I'm loving it, really loving it. Just looking at my garden, I was looking at my tent pitched from when I was out with the lad the other night. I've got a seam seal it all, actually, so I've just left it out there. I'm just looking at it now, and it just looks amazing. I've got it pitched almost perfectly, and I just can't wait to get out and use it again. It's awesome. But there you go, me just getting a bit wistful and stuff. So yeah, I need to catch up on my audio booze. I'm way behind. If any of you have had a new follower, by the way, in the last few hours, it's probably my mate who I've just sort of, I'm trying to introduce to the world of Audioboo. He might not post, but that's probably where it's come from, if you've got a follower you don't recognise. I need to catch up, though. I'm way behind. There's been a lot of Audioboos that I haven't listened to yet. Big Rick, all one word, has bought a lovely camper van, a tour bus. and I've just noticed he's put an audio book this morning, so I'm looking forward to listening to that about his first night in a tour bus. It's like Metallica, isn't he? And Well Gel, where's that from? It's one of them things, isn't it? Is it Chelsea made? No, it's the Essex one, isn't it? Essex one. I don't watch it. I do watch Geordie Shore, though. Geordie Shore's proper hardcore car crash TV. I should really do an audio about Geordie Shore. For anybody who's not educated in the Geordie Shore world, yeah, Geordie Shore's brilliant. It's not, it's so bad. It's like a pot noodle. It's really, really bad. But actually, when you're eating it, it's so very, very good. For all the wrong reasons. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I'm going to go. So hopefully this audio boot app upload will work. Thanks for listening. Catch you all later. Bye-bye.